Hello, I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, in which I showcase a movie you've probably never seen before. One of the goals of this show is to introduce the general public to more films that could use exposure. But I understand that that's a very broad goal. Deciding what films to do is different for everybody because most people don't watch every popular movie. You could be somebody who hasn't watched Bambi but has seen The Exorcist, or you could be somebody who hasn't seen Star Wars but has seen Lady Bird. However, that's only for American movies. There are many people who haven't seen movies made outside of the American bubble. The movie industry is big, and some countries have studios and productions just as big as America's. And the films from these countries may not be in English, but if you get over that small 3-inch barrier, you'll find many beautiful and poignant pieces of cinema. We'd already covered two films from some countries with the most prominent film industries. And while China and France are two of the biggest, one of the most popular foreign language film industries is Japan. Japan's influence on media itself is still being felt to this day, and a pioneer of Japanese cinema is Akira Kurosawa. Kurosawa has influenced cinema so much that he's indirectly changed the industry itself many times over. And the film I want to talk about today is the one that translates to Bodyguard in English. No, not that one. I'm talking about Yojimbo. Yojimbo is a 1961 film directed by Kurosawa with a screenplay by Ryuzo Kikushima, Hideo Oguni, and Kurosawa himself. It stars Toshiro Mifune, Eijiro Tona, and Tatsuya Nakadai. Mifune plays a wandering ronin who stumbles into a town overrun with a war between two gangs. And since the ronin, calling himself Sanhuro, is easily the best swordsman there, both gangs try to persuade him to join them. But he'd rather mess with them enough to make them destroy each other. Yojimbo is actually my favorite film of Kurosawa's. I know some people prefer The Seven Samurai or Ron, but I think Yojimbo is his most stylistic film, and you can definitely see this in the beautiful cinematography. The cinematographer on this film is Kazuo Miyagawa, who previously worked with Kurosawa on his breakout film, Rashomon. He frames the shots so that every important character is featured, and we can know who's talking and where they are in the frame. It's also filmed rather comedically. There'll be shots where it'll feel peaceful or dire, but it's actually set up for a comedic moment. This can also be represented in the music. Kurosawa asked composer Masaru Sato to specifically not do the traditional samurai period music. So, in a week, mind you, Sato wrote a much more folksy and classical piece based off of Henry Mancini's work. Henry Mancini wrote the themes for The Pink Panther and Breakfast at Tiffany's, as a fun fact. The most popular thing about the film, however, is, of course, its legacy. Yojimbo was influential in the creation of Sergio Leone's Dollars trilogy. The first one, A Fistful of Dollars, is a remake of this film, so much so that Yojimbo distributor, Toho, got into a lawsuit with Leone, which ultimately led to them getting 15% of the film's worldwide box office. Another remake came out in the 90s with Bruce Willis taking on Prohibition-era gangsters called Last Man Standing. That was directed by Walter Hill. There's also a looser remake, Django, which is a Western starring Franco Nero. And of course, it has influenced a lot of media, including Samurai Jack, Saturday Night Live, and of course, Star Wars. But that discussion is for another day. Yojimbo is available to stream on HBO Max. You can watch it digitally on Amazon and iTunes. The film is available to buy on Blu-ray with some special goodies inside from the home video company, The Criterion Collection, or you can check it out at your local library. With Weston Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins, and I'll see you next time.